Yes, he's still showing up every single day in Times Square, mostly naked. By the way, forget about the virus. It's still cold outside. So between
this is nothing compared. This guy's out there in 15-degree weather.
That's true. It's not that cold. But, of course, the virus is out there, and we see the likes that are walking around Times Square, although I've been there the last couple of weeks, and it's deadly quiet. But maybe it's not. We'll find out for sure. Here he is. He's a dear friend of ours, a great friend of the show, and a New York icon, a legend, if you will, and very funny and a great singer. He's at our comedy show every year.
Yes, he is.
He is the great Naked Cowboy. Good morning, Naked. How are you?
Hey, I keep my cell phone in my undies case I get a booty call. When that thing's on vibrate, it sure tickles my balls. I wrote that.
I know.
You wrote that.
That's one of the, it's right there with Born to Run, maybe the second greatest rock and roll song ever. Hey, Naked, are you finding that with the virus and everything being shut down, of course, they're even shutting down streets in New York City, and all those ridiculous characters are gone from Times Square, thank God. But are there any people out there? Are you standing out there every single day? Anybody come see you? Anybody?
Making any money?
Yeah.
Two things. One, around January, I drove all the way down to, I did New Orleans, Mardi Gras. I went to Siesta Key, did spring break, went through bike week, was there, going to be there another week, and I heard there was a national emergency. So we cut our plans, came straight back because I wanted to be here for every day of it. I haven't missed one. I've watched it dwindle from, you know, some people to traffic, but still every single day. I'm taking all pictures from a distance. Nobody's giving me money. I'm not taking money. Even though they're even just trying to hand it to me. I make all my money on Naked Cowboy oysters, wines, and everything at over 800 restaurants throughout the United States. So my entire income stopped, and that's why I am working harder. That's why I'm using – I said it from the moment it started. So I'm going to make coronavirus my bitch. I'm going to make every aspect of my life better as a result of it and try to encourage other people to do the same thing. I think it's awesome. It's the greatest thing that ever happened.
Man, I love the attitude. You're going to make it you're going to make it work for you. And you know, the fact that you go out there Naked Cowboy every day – that's a semblance of normalcy. That actually gives people hope. I mean, that you go out every single day. That's you're to be applauded for that.
I'm telling you, when I go out there, it's like I drive around the block 10 times, and I'm like, well, maybe today's the day I'm not going to come in. I fight with it every day, and then as soon as I get out there, the very first person I see, it could be anybody. Hey, I mean, there's, you know, the same thing, normalcy, familiarity. Oh, man, this is really nice. I can't believe I saw you. And all the people who are there, too, you know, every five minutes, somebody's walking through, whatever. They're people who work here. They missed the place. They're coming back to get a sense of, you know, just to be where they usually are. And I'm just saying, it's like when there's a blizzard and you can just feel the intensity of people looking at you like, what is this? You know, it really amps up the interaction. It makes you both 100% more whole, 100% more, you know, humble, I guess. You know, I mean, everybody, I'm just telling you, the interactions are priceless.
Yeah.
One day, Reddit had a sky view, you know, from the webcam. I was the only person in Times Square. They ran a story, Naked Cowboy Alone in Times Square. It had over a million views.
Wow.
I was seen by more people on a day when no one, again, that's the impact of just having the balls to go out. If you really want to live and feel the way I feel, you got to whip out your balls of steel.
So how long were you out there by yourself during this special they ran? This is a Naked Cowboy, by the way. How long were you out there by yourself?
Well, I've been out there every single, like I said, since I think we're on day like 22, but I start at 11 every day, and I've been leaving around 3 o'clock.
And how many people would you say during those 4 hours you see during an average day?
1,000, easy.
Oh, you
do see? Every car that drives by, I mean, it's nonstop, even though it's, you know.
But I guess funny, 1,000 people over 4 hours is nothing, because on an average day, you'd see how many?
Hundreds
of thousands, yeah. Right.
Well, in my apartment, I'd see my wife and my sister-in-law. So, you know, I want to be an entertainer. I want to be somebody who represents New York City resilience. I want to be someone who people always look to as someone who always stood the post, like the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier or something, just out of respect. I don't need anything for it. I'm losing my tail just like everybody else. I could care less. That's just driving me more. And it's like Tony Robbins says, anybody can be in a good mood and friendly and do all the right things when everything's going for them. But you're tested your character and your resolve and the things that make you who you want to be, which is more important than anything else. That's when you're tested. So, again, I've always been type. Emerson says, there are men who wake up refreshed at a challenge or a threat. I don't know. That's just my nature. When things get bad, I'm the only guy in this garage every day. I'm the only guy walking out there every day. And the less people there are, the better I feel about myself.
You are Tony Robbins in Tighty Whities and a cowboy hat.
Yeah.
You're incredible. That I love the attitude. That's great. Do you take the subway in every day, naked cowboy, or what?
No, I have my ecosystem is foolproof. I have a SUV from Major World. You know, I did the commercial with Curtis Lee and them a while back.
Yeah, yep.
But I drive my brand new Chevy Tahoe from my garage to this garage. I park my own car as I have for 20 years, 6 months, and 27 days today in the exact same spot. I'm not touching anything I don't always touch. I got the rubbing alcohol in my little antibacterial thing, you know what I mean? So I keep my hands pure before I go out. I got my face mask on. Again, everybody's playing, being respectful and staying the distance. I'm letting me take the money, but they want to put it in the guitar just because, you know, it would give an improprietous look that I was even trading anything with random, you know. I don't want to I'm not worried about me. I don't want to be a danger to them. I also obviously have been deemed an essential worker because everyone loves me and doesn't feel that it's non-essential. So I don't want to do anything, obviously, to jeopardize my reputation. Oh, you know, what am I going to get, $5 and throw my career down the ground?
Not worth it.
I want to win. I'm going to win. Here's a headline that's going to come up, too. Trump beats coronavirus. Boom, just like that.
Yeah.
We watched the whole joke about how he's such a joke, pathetic candidate, never going to happen. Done. Go on about Russian collusion, on and on. For years, done. We have the Mueller investigation, all this stuff. And now we got coronavirus. And who could take, I mean, I'm not saying it's not serious, but under the light of where we get our information, I just don't buy it at all.
I love it.
No, we feel the same way. We feel the same way. Believe me, we're confused. We can't figure this thing out, but President Trump is doing a good job. Listen, Naked, we love you. Keep doing your thing out there every single day, and hopefully the country reopens, your restaurants reopen, you get all that money back. But regardless, are a hero and a legend and an icon, so thank you.
And a morale booster.
Yes.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Naked.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.